This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's the final hour. This Meet Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Rex Ryan, former NFL coach, will join us coming up here in a little bit. We'll look back on what happened last night. Did he learn more about the Lions or the Kansas City Chiefs? By the way, Dan Campbell was asked that question, the Lions head coach. What did he learn?
I didn't learn anything. I got verification on what I already knew. And this is a resilient team. It already was a resilient team, and we added pieces to that resilient team. So we're built to handle some stuff, and we did that today against a very good opponent.
What I love about this is don't act like an underdog. We're not an underdog. We might not have been favored last night. They didn't have two of their best players. So what? You know, how many times do we look at a game or remember a game, and we look back on it and go, yeah, but they weren't fully assembled? And the example that I pointed out is last year in the NFC title game with the 49ers and the Eagles, the Niners lost all their quarterbacks. Nobody said, well, hey, they won because the 49ers quarterbacks weren't healthy. Like, you don't have to apologize for anything. You win. You win, you move on. That's it. And Detroit doesn't have to apologize for anything. Yes, Marv.
Because if they lost, everyone would have said, they didn't have Kelsey. They didn't have Chris Jones. How come you guys didn't take advantage of
it? I know.
The situation.
Yeah. Or Lions aren't ready.
Right.
Not ready for prime time. They couldn't beat Kansas City without Kelsey and Jones. They did what they were supposed to do. You beat a team that doesn't have their best team out there. And they showed some resiliency. And that's what their coach is saying. Here's Patrick Mahomes on this is actually going to help younger guys.
It'll be good for the young guys to know that we're not going to just kind of walk in and win the game. You're going to have to play. You're going to play good football. We're going to play every team's best shot. I've preached it to them all preseason, but they know now. And we're going to go to Jacksonville next week, and that's going to be a good football team. So hopefully guys learn from it, get better, and this one loss isn't turning into two.
Sunday night, it'll be Dak Prescott and the Cowboys taking on Saquon Barkley and the Giants. Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. It is a Meet Friday. It's a special Meet Friday because we have dressed up the Traeger hood. We have spent the last couple of weeks under construction out there. I wanted to dress it up a little bit. Traeger's been a great partner here. Chad from Traeger is in, and we have the Juicy Lucy Burgers, brats in beer, baked game day hatch chili, which I'm not quite sure what that is. What is hatch chili?
He said there's a lot of cheese and a lot of peppers in it, and they told me to go away.
Meatball sliders, micheladas. Once again, what's a michelada?
Beer, lime juice, a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
Real tasty.
The Traeger Frito Pie and Bourbon Monkey Bread.
Hatch chili is a unique pepper grown in the Hatch Valley of New Mexico.
Okay. Who has it better than we do? No, nobody.
Well, in the region of New Mexico.
Well, no. New Mexico, that Hatch region.
Nobody.
Hatch Valley.
Nobody. All right. Let's see. What else do we need to mention? We talked about college schedule, Nebraska and Colorado. If I said you could watch Alabama, Texas, or Nebraska and Colorado, the fact that it's a question is a win for Colorado. It is. I think people want to see how sustainable this is for Deion. And, you know, now you get a chance to see Travis Hunter, Deion's son, playing quarterback there. Is it sustainable? They're favored to beat Nebraska. Prior to the win against TCU, Colorado was, I think, a 7-point underdog against Nebraska. Nebraska loses their opener, and that game coming up this weekend. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Rex Ryan will stop by coming up. Dave in Arkansas joins us, leading off the hour. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
They call me Pittsburgh Dave, and I want to give a shout-out to a couple people right here, the Omega Wolf back there who's at home. Todd, keep rocking the Zubaz. And I know what Chris Jones is saying to Kansas City last night, and Seton will get this. You can shine like silver all you want, but you're just aluminum. Now then, I've got a pie-to-the-face bet. Steelers, 11 wins. Who wants it?
I wouldn't bet against that. I'm in on the Steelers bandwagon. That's a lot of wins because the Bengals are going to be good. I think Baltimore is going to be good as well. Does anybody want a piece of, they call him Pittsburgh Dave? Paulie, you are mulling this over.
That is a tough division to get 11 wins.
Okay. All right.
I would, and I'm not anti-Steelers, but for the bet, I would say I would take that.
All right, Dave, there you go. Paulie's taking a piece of it.
By the way, quick shout out to Dave for the bare naked ladies reference there.
Oh, is that what that was?
That it was.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Way to go, Tatum.
All right.
All right, bloop.
Yeah. Not many people are quoting bare naked ladies today.
Seen it many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yes. What nice guys, though.
Very nice guys.
Yeah.
Super talented.
They opened up for Hootie and the Blowfish on this last tour that Hootie did. And I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, they're very nice guys.
Yeah.
They put on a good show, too.
Yeah. Fritzy, are you familiar with Bare Naked Ladies?
Back in the day, I was, when I was really working out and everything, when I was single. Now, not so much.
Wait, what does that have to do?
That's a good line. That's a good line. I'm giving that to
Ty. Oh, you're talking about the group Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, all right. Oh, I'm going to give you a bloop. My bad.
Some private experiences that I had in high school.
No, you had no experiences in high school. Experience.
I was memorizing the periodic table of the elements. That's what I was doing.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd go to the gym and then I'd figure out what the atomic radii for boron was. I wasn't too excited.
But you did have the run-in where you had the crudité.
Simone, my French-Israeli friend. I met on a boat in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn.
Wait, you're on a boat?
Yes, I was on a boat because it was my parents' anniversary. I was 19 and it turned out this woman, I guess, was 33 or something.
Wow.
She had her own hairstyling business on King's Highway in Brooklyn. We got to talking and that's what happens when body starts slapping.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty extreme, though, 19 and 33.
That was like my one big experience. The others were very small, nothing to write home about things.
But Simone in Sheepshead Bay left an impression.
She really did. God bless Simone. That would make her like almost 70 right now, I guess.
She's had Bay old
okay.
folks home.
Hold on. Did you reach out to her?
I wanted to say hi, but I can't find her. I don't even remember what her last name was. So
okay.
I don't know what her deal is or okay. where she's at or anything. But I'd love to chat and say hi and let her know what she meant to my teenage years.
I would check the Obit pages, probably.
It's possible. She may have died of natural causes by now. There was an age gap.
But so she served up like cauliflower and broccoli.
She came upstairs. She had this like condo in Sheepshead Bay, and she had carrots and celery and chopped up fruits and vegetables. And then she said, "I love when you sing, this girl is poison, poison." And she wanted me like to sing that particular song while feeding me grapes or something. It was just wonderful.
That's crazy. Did that really happen?
Yeah, dude.
It's because she wanted you to sing to her, too.
Is that the last time you had vegetables?
I think so. And it's roughage. It doesn't agree with my stomach. But she took me to see 9 1/2 weeks, and we were in the back row. And I couldn't tell you one thing about that movie, but that was a nice experience in the back of the movie.
No offense. You did great. Believe me, you're way over your skis, Todd, but you may have missed your window there for her.
That was pretty much it. I always go to that story because when it's time to talk about other stories, it's like, and I got a 97 on my Ken midterm. There's no other really good stories.
Did you only see her once?
No, we were getting together a few times. I'd say over maybe a period of weeks. But
was it like a summer fling kind of thing?
Yeah, it didn't amount to anything. Summer loving had me a blast.
Would you go to like farmers markets together to get ready for date night?
She helped get me into some movies that I wasn't quite legal to get into, so it was nice.
Damn. You're 19. You can get into...
No, I'm kidding. No, but I just thought it was pretty awesome that this older woman, and she knew some stuff that I could only dream about knowing. So she kind of took me by the hand, and I took some notes, and I'm a better man for it.
God, that's great.
That's why he doesn't wear underwear now.
Mm. Yeah, I never had one of those stories. I never had the older woman. Anybody have the older woman? Yeah, Paul.
I guess I could say it. I was 17 and the girl was 26. That's a pretty drastic. At that time, it felt drastic.
Yeah,
absolutely. That counts.
Yeah.
I was in high school still.
All right. What about you, Marv?
Same with as Paulie. I was 19. She was 24. I'm not sure. But 24 as a 19-year-old was like, damn, she's 24.
Yeah, 17 to 26. I was working at the mall. She was working down to like Bennigan's or something like that. Next thing you know.
What about you, Seton?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seton just punted.
Wow.
You just punted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That means Seton pop your collar, I'm sure.
Yes.
When it's like,
pop something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But he said it in a way like, yeah. Like, you know, a couple of times.
I don't kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a girl when I was like 18 or 19, maybe.
And?
I think she was maybe 29.
Ooh, nice. Something
like that.
Yeah.
Just kind of hooked up though one night.
Yeah. But you had the boy band looks back then, you know? You had the hair. You had it going on. You had a vibe going on there.
Yeah. Happy with my current vibe.
Same.
Ideal, I guess.
Yeah. You know,
better question from my wife. Yeah. She's okay with this vibe.
Seeing you at 19, was that more of a skater vibe back then, though? Would you say? Or was that high school?
I was a mess.
At 19?
It was more of me as a mess. Yeah, I'd probably just been removed from West Virginia. If that'll give you a state of where my life was at.
Did they physically remove you from West Virginia?
No, they told me that I was allowed back, but if I went back, I had to live in a certain dorm and had like rules. Like I had a curfew and all this stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A detention center?
And then I went back. I did exactly one day in community college. I made it about, I don't even know if I lasted one class, and I was like, forget this, I'm out. And then I went and became a security guard for a little while. I did that for a bit. And then after I was a security guard, then I went to the Postal Service, did that for a little bit. And then after I was a mailman, I ended up in Connecticut and ended up here.
But you worked at the airport too, didn't you?
When I moved to Connecticut, I worked at the airport, yeah.
Yeah, with bags?
Yeah, totally.
Chris in Sacramento. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my phone call. Yeah. How are y'all doing?
Great, Chris.
All right, so I got a stat of the day for you, and I found it kind of crazy. Jordan Love will be the third starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers since 1993. That is wild. From week one to only have two starting quarterbacks up until now. That's all. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. By the way, somebody fumbled for the first time in their career last night. It ended the longest active streak of touches without a fumble at 562. If you said Marvin Jones, you'd be right.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Mark in Tallahassee. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Oh, let's get it on. 6 feet tall, 240 pounds, half jacked up. Old school. Hey, I would watch Alabama and Texas. And the reason for that is because I think I love Dion. I mean, he's from here as far as college. And I might tune in to see the highlights later because it's an interesting story, but it's got nothing to do with the outcome of where FSU is going to end up playing.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Figured that probably would watch Dion since calling from Tallahassee. Patrick in Alabama. Hi, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. What's up? Hey, two things. First thing, not the most important. You ever try to put a face with a voice? So Todd, to me, I've never seen him. Todd, to me, sounds like he would look like Chris Falica off ESPN.
Chris Falica.
Falica, Bear. You know, come on, man. I'm from Alabama, brother.
But he's now working for Fox, so Chris Falica. All right.
Yeah,
so,
Falica, the bet man that has the huge jowls.
Yeah, the Bear. Yeah, they call him Bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Todd sounds like he would look like. I've never seen him. Number two, we complain about this officiating, okay? This officiating sucks for the last 15 years. It's not going to get better until somebody loses money. The NFL isn't losing money. The players aren't losing money. The owners aren't losing money. There's going to be no change. So we won't sign 30-year-old running backs with big contracts, right? But we'll let 65-year-old men, out-of-shape men, who can't pass a physical agility test, referee at the highest level, and we think there's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, but Patrick, this had nothing to do with the being in physical shape. All these officials had to do is look at the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line and go, that guy is lined up further than he needs to be. That guy is moving before the ball is being snapped. That, to me, is embarrassing. Had nothing to do with money on the line. The NFL needs to be held accountable for something like that. When Terry McCauley, respected former official, is there in the booth and he's calling out the officials, I don't know what happened at halftime. Did anything happen at halftime? Is something going to happen today? But that's inexcusable. It's not fair to the defensive lineman because now you're giving that tackle a little bit more of a head start in trying to block Hutchinson. I mean, it's an unfair advantage. And, you know, he jumped off sides. You could have called 25 penalties on just his formation. Illegal formation. That's all. And I try not to rail too much, but when it's obvious, but it's not corrected, then I have a real problem with that. This could have been corrected. Throw the flag. First quarter, I had somebody, a source say, you know, they're trying to help these offensive linemen the best they can because these defensive linemen are so much more athletic, these edge rusher. And I go, well, wait a minute. You don't give them something because they're not physically able to keep up with the edge rusher they're going against. I mean, get better, get bigger, get stronger, get smarter, something. But you can't go, you know, he's going to have his hands full with Hutchinson tonight. We're going to let him get away with some things. It was just embarrassing. That's all. No. And the fact that it's happening right there, everybody could see it. And then nothing. I don't know if Dan Campbell said anything. I mean, he didn't say anything post-game, I don't think, on this. But I'm going to talk to Rex Ryan about this. Rex will join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Legacy box for all those memories. And I think everybody probably has a box that's full of those home movies and photos, and they're just sitting there. And then occasionally the family gets together around the holidays, and what do? Hey, how about some home movies? And then you bring them out and you go, what's on this tape? I don't know. Put it in. Oh, what's on this tape? Oh, I don't know. Legacy box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. So that could be a VHS tape, 8mm film reels, photo negatives. They got you covered. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've been doing this for a decade now, and they've helped over 1 million families relive wedding days and baby's first steps, even road trips. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. And if you go there and use the promo code Patrick, you get 55% off as a listener. But do it today. Send in when you're ready at LegacyBox.com/Patrick. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys take on Saquon Barkley and the Giants Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. I saw Michael Irvin. I'm going to ask Rex Ryan about this. The playmaker said, you know, Deion would be a great coach for the Cowboys. I was like, whoa, how about we slow down just a little bit there? Can't wait for Mike to run into Mike McCarthy. Hey, coach, how are you? But here's the thing. If you're going to be the coach of the Cowboys, you know that Jerry Jones is going to be involved in this. And Deion loved Colorado because he got to do everything. He had total autonomy, total control. You're not going to have that with the Cowboys. And I don't know if Deion is a head coach. I think he's a CEO. I think he's an ambassador. I think he knows how to bring in the right people. And he's done that. He's got some really good football minds on his staff, and that's helped him. But he's a great recruiter, showman, CEO. But let it breathe a little bit here. Now I got him coaching the Cowboys. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. What's the poll question for the final hour?
I mean, Danny just beat TCU.
Well, of course he did.
Obviously.
Yes.
Who had the best night last night, Jared Goff, Chris Jones, or Travis Kelce?
Oh, wow. Wow, is that snarky? Snarky and Hutch. Wow.
Snarsky.
Snarsky and Hutch.
Snarsky and Hutch.
Yes, yes, Paulie.
Yeah.
Wow.
At first I was going to go Chris Jones. You think Chris Jones could get paid off last night, finally get his contract. But
He wasn't smiling at any point in the game, was he?
He was up in the booth. They showed
like when the Lions scored a touchdown, they didn't go to him, and he's like,
"Pay me."
Yeah, do the Johnny Manziel pay me nonsense.
I think Travis Kelce had the best night because his absence put the spotlight on how great he is. Like, if you're watching the game, you're like, if they just had Kelce, they'd be up by 10. They'd be up by 14. It's like if he played last night, had 10 catches and a touchdown, it wouldn't have been as good as him watching and them struggling without him.
Yeah. Well, Tony Gonzalez said in the first hour that, you know, he is vastly underpaid. He should be making $25 million a year. That's how good he is. Ryan in Honolulu joins us before we get to Rex Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ryan.
I got some NFL mock headlines for you, and I ain't lying. I pulled these out of my can's ass. Put your hands up for Detroit. They beat Kansas City. You don't know that song? I don't know.
No,
all right. Chiefs get reality Pacheco. Detroit rocks Kansas City. Kadarius needs to catch a Hail Mary to atone for his sin.
All right. Bloop.
Thank you. Keeping up with the Chris Joneses, let's go see what happens with their contracts.
Okay.
Wrong tackle. Juwan Taylor's his own line of scrimmage.
All right. There you go. Taylor's. He tailored it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
T-A-I.
All right. How about a round of applause for Ryan in Honolulu?
All right. Todd's shaking his head.
I would have gotten crushed if I had said those.
That's true. He would have. Is Rex Ryan set to join us?
Good to go.
Yes, okay. Sunday NFL Countdown premieres this weekend at 10 Eastern on the Mothership. Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Adam Schefter, Sam Ponder, and Alex Smith is going to be joining the lineup. Rex Ryan will be there on Sunday mornings as well. And the former coach joins us on the program. Let me start with a question I've been asking all morning long. Who did you learn more about last night, the Lions or the Chiefs?
Oh, that's a good question, Dan. I think I know a lot about Detroit, so I wasn't surprised by their effort and the fact they won the game. Nobody wanted to play Detroit at the end of last year. They won 8-9. We all know that. But I think it was great to watch them in front of a national audience at a tough place to play against the best player in the world, Patrick Mahomes. So that was great, but I wasn't surprised by it. I think what we saw yesterday was how much Kansas City needs Travis Kelce, though. They really need Travis Kelce, and I think that's who they missed. Obviously, Chris Jones, a lot's going to be made about that. And, yeah, he's one of the best players in the league. But, you know, no matter how good you are, you can't win without players. And I think we saw that yesterday, and not taking anything away from Detroit because they earned that game. I mean, hell, Detroit should have been up another score, you know, in that game had they not turned the ball over. So, you know, it was a great game, but we got to get, you know, Kansas City has to get Travis Kelce back on the field and hopefully Chris Jones follows.
What would you say in the moment to Kadarius Toney when he has these drops? And then does that change? Do you say anything to him today if you were his head coach? Or last night, what do you say in the moment?
Well, I think in a moment you can't lose the player, you know, but in a way it's almost like this player has had so many opportunities before, an epic fail with the Giants when they had him. You know, he's always been a talented guy, but at some point you got to put a foot in his butt and say, hey, you're either going to do it or you're not, and we don't have to play you. And I think that's what's I think he's reaching that point, but hell, he had three or four drops in that game. And it was, you know, hey, some of the best players in the world are walking the street. Nobody cares. All right. And that could be him. You know, you're either going to get it done. You're a receiver. You're paid to catch the football. And, you know, but it's, you know, this isn't Little League where you're like, hey, son, you get it back. You get it back. No, you're paid to catch the football. And that was an abysmal performance by him. Now, with that being said, the guy missed a ton of time in camp, you know, with injury. So you can kind of dismiss it a little bit. But if it happens again, it's time to look for a different guy.
Mike Tirico late in the game said that this win would have an asterisk attached to it. Do you agree?
No. Absolutely 100%. No way in hell do I agree with that. No way. You know, it should have been an asterisk that that guy was lined up in the backfield the whole game, the right tackle. That should have been the freaking asterisk. I mean, that was ridiculous. And by the way, look at the movement he gets. Well, that's called a false start. You should have called him for... I mean, he wasn't lined up. They never had enough players on the line of scrimmage. All right. And he's a false start every time. And the fact you got this Aiden Hutchinson, who, by the way, is an absolute beast.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You're trying to get all the edge that you want. But lining up in the backfield, it just looks stupid. And you allowed it. That's something that might be an asterisk. There's no way the league's going to allow that to happen next week.
How did they let that happen, Rex? How does the head of officials not say to these guys at halftime, guys, you're making everybody look silly here?
Yeah, I have no idea. And I thought it was great. I think it was Terry McCauley that was in the booth.
Yeah.
And they protect each other well. But he finally just said, no, it's absolutely illegal. And good for him to do that. I thought that was great. Because most of those guys don't have the guts to say it. He absolutely, you know, it was killing him. Being an outstanding official, it was killing him. And that's like, he's doing it for what? To gain a huge advantage.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought it was interesting. Late in that game, and almost in the entire, from the second half on, it seemed like they had to chip Hutchinson anyway. You know, so they were chipping him and had the guy lined up in the backfield. So I disagree, and I love Mike Tirico, but I totally disagree with him. There's no asterisk here. Dude is part of it. The kid got hurt, and that's just the way it is. But you know what? Maybe this matchup will meet again one day. Mm-hmm. And that would be interesting to me if I could see it, because I believe in the Lions. I absolutely believe in the Lions, and it's not just the fact my son coaches there. I believe in them.
I think Juwan Taylor's asterisk was in the backfield. That's the asterisk that I have.
Great point. Absolutely.
We're talking to Rex Ryan.
Absolutely.
Are you on the Jets hype train?
No doubt. And Dan, all I am is just basing it on 30 years coaching or whatever it is. This is the most talented defensive team the Jets have ever had. At least certainly it was way more talented than I had.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, we led the league in defense, always had some of the best defenses. We never had this kind of talent. They have seven guys that can rush the passer. Seven. We were lucky to get two. They have seven guys that can rush the passer. They're great on the back end. Sauce Gardner's an outstanding player. We get it. But so is Reed, the other corner. They got, the linebacking core can you know, they're run hit guys, but they can cover. So I just think that this defense is absolutely loaded. Oh, and by the way, they have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Like, no, this is it. And Garrett Wilson is uncoverable. Like, so this is going to be, you know, outstanding. And here's the other thing. Can we finally give Woody Johnson a little credit? I hate the fact everybody's quick to, oh, Woody Johnson's the problem. Woody Johnson has never been the problem. Never been the problem with the New York Jets. All right. He sat back and said, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to give my coach every opportunity to win and to win it all. So what's he do? Whatever it takes, go get Aaron Rodgers. And that's what he did. And by the way, he just paid $7 million to a backup running back, Dalvin Cook. You don't think this guy wants to win and win right now? He's doing it for you, New York. And now it's time to, you know, to collect on it a little bit. And, you know, why in the heck would Aaron Rodgers play in the preseason? Because, Dan, he's been horrible the first week of the regular season the last couple of years. Horrible. I think it was against Minnesota. I believe. I know the Saints 1 year. They looked terrible. And so, you know what? Let's get that game out of the way. And they did. And it took guts, yes. But they got that game out of the way. He ought to be ready to roll. And, you know, and by the way, we're going to find out week one against the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. I mean, an amazing football team right here with my favorite player in the National Football League, Josh Allen. What a matchup this is going to be, a dream matchup. And we're fortunate as hell because we got it. You know, Monday night ESPN has that game. So, we are super stoked for it. But what an opportunity for the Jets. And the Jets, you know, look, I love Buffalo. I love their owner, Terry Pegula. But this is the Jets moment, and I truly believe it.
Michael Irvin said yesterday that he could see Dion maybe coaching the Cowboys one day. What do you make of that?
Oh, that would be great. That would be fantastic. He just got to bring his son with him. If he goes. But, you know, I spent some time when Dion took the job at Jackson State. I went there in the spring. And, you know, his passion and love for his players and genuine love and concern for his players, I think, resonates, you know, with those guys. And there's no BS to Dion. This is a guy, I was fortunate to coach him when he was 37 and 38 years old or something like that. But he was one of the greatest teammates I've ever seen. And that's just who Deion Sanders is. And if he chooses to go coach in the National Football League, so be it. That'd be great. Bring some great coaches with you or whatever. But he's a special, special guy. And it was huge to see that win, you know, against TCU. Here's a team that went to the national championship. Everybody's making fun of what Deion did. No, Deion went to a team that had no players. And he said, we're at a Power 5 school, and this is the worst recruiting job by any coaching staff, maybe ever. And he's like, no, you've got to earn the right to play for me. And he got rid of them, replaced 53 players or whatever it was. And yeah, it's not a traditional way of doing things. It's not the way he wants to do things. But it's what he had to do to be competitive. He's not going to bring himself and his sons over there to not have success. So he tried to put the best team that he possibly could do on the field, and that's why he did what he did.
Good to talk to you again, Rex. Have a great season, and our best to the NFL Countdown crew.
I appreciate it, Dan. Always a pleasure.
That's Rex Ryan. Had some interesting things to say. I didn't know that he had gone down to Jackson State when Deion was down there. And he'll be part of the Countdown crew coming up this weekend. We'll take a break here. If you're watching on Peacock, unveiling the new Traeger hood, Chad is in, and he has whipped up a feast of resistance. So we'll have that. Poor Todd will only be able to watch us eat all of the great food that we have today.
Can you go through that menu once more for me?
No. Do you want me to? It seems like...
Yeah, because it's the closest I'm going to get to what you guys are going to be eating.
Well, you know, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to actually go through it when I go outside.
Like, oh, you're going to show me it?
Yeah. We're going to have, you know... I forgot all the great things that we have, Todd. So I'm
Frito pie, Lucy Goosey burgers.
Juicy Lucy burgers.
Bratwurst, chili.
What are you having for lunch?
Not meatball sliders and Frito pie and burgers and all that. I had a bowl of cereal a little while ago.
Okay. All right.
Cheerios. And Crispix.
How about we stop talking so we can get outside and enjoy a Meat Friday fresh off the Traeger. We're back after this. Style starts from the floor up, actually your shoes. And that's what we love about Wolf and Shepherd. Made by and worn by athletes. You've probably seen Rob Gronkowski talk about them, Steve Nash, Maria Sharapova, Aaron Andrews, yours truly. These are gorgeous shoes, but they feel almost like they're athletic shoes. It starts with the crossover, classic dress shoe style. Just going to feel different. The comfort, innovation, upgrades that you get from an athletic shoe. But it's a dress shoe. The all-new Cruise Line. Cutting edge. It's casual. The style's made to be worn every day. And the comfort to actually wear them every day. Designed in Los Angeles. Crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal. They're really beautiful shoes. They not only look good, they feel good. Never sacrifice style for comfort again. And you don't have to with Wolf & Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear. Discover the shoes that you were meant to be wearing. Wolfandshepherd.com. Wolfandshepherd.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Here we go, Marvin.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Last call for phone calls. What we learned. And what's in store for Monday? My thanks to Chad from Traeger, Meat Friday, and who has it better than we do? Nobody.
No one.
Yeah. Todd, you're missing out on a good Meat Friday. I mean, might be a great Meat Friday.
Could be one of, maybe the best.
Might
ever.
Be the best Meat Friday that we've ever
it's
had.
Arguably the best one.
We have tater tots.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
After all the other things we've mentioned,
yes,
now the tater tots
we have tater tots. As
you guys are just
well.
Mean.
Yes. By the way, I would promote who we have on Monday, Todd sent me a note and he said, we have Ross Rucker on.
Ross Rucker? Is he related to Darius?
I don't know. I was going to ask you, who's Ross Rucker?
Must be Russ Tucker, but if it's Ross Rucker, then I didn't know he had like some brother.
Call me what you want. I just want to talk football.
Is that Darius Rucker or Ross Rucker? Or Ross
Rucker
Tucker?
Is doing the Titans-Saints game too, Sunday for CBS.
All righty. Reggie in California. Hi, Reg. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan Patrick. Hey, I got a quick story. Last week, my wife let me buy a barbecue grill.
Okay.
And she actually said she wanted to have some people over. And I go, okay, well, the grill's going to cost anywhere from, you know, $500 to $1,000. And she was okay with it. So I got a Traeger. I got a Traeger Pro Series 22. And I was able to cook up two large size tri-tips and two St. Louis rack of ribs, and it came out wonderful.
Well, that's good. Yeah, anybody can do it.
Well done, Reg.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Reg. Yeah. Traeger.com.
Nobody.
No, nobody. That's quite a spread that Chad whipped. I mean, that's talent, to be able to whip up those things. And he did it all, you know, this morning by himself. Got great admiration for he's a champion griller, too, by the way. Yeah, see.
There's something so much fun about this time of year when you have, like, say, like a big tri-tip, or you know going into Saturday or Sunday that you're just going to spend all day throwing something on the grill, letting it smoke, and drinking beers.
Yeah.
It's just like the best.
Watching football.
Ah.
Grant in Charlotte, or Charlotteville. I'm not sure. Tyler's spelling is a little suspect. Grant in, I'm going to say Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte. What's up, DP?
Hey, bud. Hi, Grant.
How are we doing? So, quick story. So, I work from home. I'm sitting on my computer watching you guys on Peacock, and FedEx truck rolls up outside, and I can just hear your smooth, silky voice coming over his radio. So, we sat and talked about you guys for a few minutes and expressed this sadness for your retirement. That's all. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Enjoy me Friday.
Grant, it's 4 years from now. Like, we got a little bit of time there.
You know what? 15 has flown by. So
4 years and 4 months.
But who's counting?
This day in sports history, Paul.
Got a few. Herschel Walker made his debut for the Cowboys in the NFL after leaving the New Jersey Generals of the USFL. That's 1986. 1965, Bert Campanaris, I never heard this one before, became the first Major League Baseball player to play all nine positions in one game.
Yep.
I wonder if that was that like a setup, or was that just by default?
No, that... he did it. I think he was the first to do it. Then a player named Cesar Tovar did it for the Minnesota Twins. It became one of those, hey, can you play all nine positions?
1998, Mark McGwire of the Cardinals hit home run number 62, beating a record that stood for 37 years by Roger Maris.
Mm-hmm.
McGwire would go on to hit 70 that season. 2002, the Houston Texans played their first regular season game. They beat the
Dallas Cowboys.
19-10. Bloop. 2002.
Who was the quarterback for the Texans?
Matt Schaub.
David Carr had a couple of touchdown passes, beat the Cowboys.
2002, Pete Sampras won his 14th Grand Slam title, beating Andre Agassi in the U.S. Open.
Yeah. Let's see. What is the headline on Monday? College or pro, what is the main headline? Well, it'll probably be NFL. Probably be something off of Sunday night, the Cowboys and the Giants. But will there be a different headline on Monday? Yes, Paul.
What if the Jets handle the Bills?
Well, that would be Tuesday's headline.
Oh, they're Monday night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Saucy.
That was kind of mine.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I'm going to go prime rules.
Mm.
Like off of the Colorado Nebraska game.
Yeah.
Okay, that was it. Yeah. Just off the top of my head. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a little more thought.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You said it?
Yeah.
No, that was it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's great. Todd, you have one? A headline?
Saban stumbles, Buffaloes keep roaming. Alabama's going to fall to Texas, and 2-0 for Colorado.
Oh, so you're combining two games.
Yeah, I'm going a little double dip of college football.
Okay, headlines. All right. Yeah, I don't think it'll be college football. It'll be something NFL related. Hopefully something good, something positive, but the ebb and flow of an NFL season, the highs and lows. Yes, Marv?
Patriots bore us to death.
Ooh, in a victory.
Yes.
Yes. Patriots bore the Eagles to death in a victory.
Mac Jones throws 8 passes.
Mm. Completes 4 and 2 touchdowns.
Juju Smith-Schuster partnership.
Isn't his knee all messed up?
Yeah, bad. There's some bad reports out of their camps.
Yeah, what happened there? Hmm. Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott in a Patriot uniform.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's not going to work either, so it's all good.
You don't think so?
No?
No, probably not. Probably not.
I think the headline's going to be Messi related.
Lionel Messi?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Match.
Yeah, of course. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. I don't know if it was award nominated, but yeah, I felt pretty good about it. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Rex Ryan, whose favorite player is Josh Allen, said last night's outcome showed how badly the Chiefs need Travis Kelce and that, quote, you can't win without players.
Okay. Sid O'Connor, what did you learn today?
I learned Tony Gonzalez didn't start getting tattoos until after he retired.
Yeah, he's got a few of them now.
Yeah.
Marvin, what did you learn today?
Chris Fowler said the U.S. Open voice does not belong in the bedroom.
That's great. I don't know why I went down that road, but like, you know, you come home from, you know, calling a sporting event. What kind of voice do you have when you come in there?
So you don't go home saying bloop?
Bloop, bloop.
That would kill the mood a little bit. Huh?
Who has it better than we do? Nobody. Paulie, what did you learn today?
Tony Gonzalez, tank top.
Yeah. What did I learn today, Todd?
Chris Fowler believes Texas-Alabama will be a defensive game that comes down to situational football with big bodies on big bodies.
Legacy Box is simple, safe solutions to digitizing all your family's precious memories. And go to legacybox.com/Patrick. You can enjoy 55% off when you get started with legacybox.com today. That's legacybox.com/Patrick. Have a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. One more item. We close out the show, send you into the weekend, and get you ready for the NFL season. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving you a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. All customers can take advantage of the two new offers every single game day this September. Make sure you check the app to see what you have. First thing you do, download the app. Use the code Patrick to sign up. New customers take home $200 in bonus bets instantly. All you have to do is bet $5. That's the promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.